السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I was thinking of reading Aziz Khwaja Sahib's ashar on "O Muslim, get ready for action." But we will first have the zikr, and if there is time, then we'll read that. Now, this zikr is something which you have heard many, many times already. But because this majlis is specialized majlis, it's not for a discussion of masail, of namaz, or roza, zakat, hajj, talaq, or discussion of Palestine, Afghanistan, Iraq, or the political situation, or the Muslim state of the Muslim Ummah. This is for tawbah, for istighfar, for softening our hearts. And as I always say, it is for plowing the land of the heart. That we are listening to so much of Quran Sharif ayat, so much of hadiths, but it doesn't seem to be taking the desired or having the desired effect. Reason for that is that we haven't worked on the land of the heart. We haven't plowed that land. We haven't made it soft to receive those seeds and then allow it to germinate. So by means of zikr, by means of tawbah, istighfar, then the heart softens up. The person makes rujoo ila Allah. Then after that you read out some ayat to him, he starts making amal. You tell him the hadith sharif says this, he starts making amal. So that is the purpose of this. So therefore what I am going to say is not something new, it's not going to be something different from what you have already heard. It is the same thing. But I make dua that Allah Ta'ala causes it to impact on my heart too and on your heart too. Majal hai kuch bhi kar sakun main jo tu na taufeeq ae khuda de. Majal hai kuch bhi kar sakun main jo tu na taufeeq ae khuda de. تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ چہیں سب میرے ارادے. We cannot really do anything without the tawfiq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But then we must not blame Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for our weakness and for our ills and for our sins and our vices. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives tawfiq to the person who is in search of tawfiq. We have got a willpower. Now we must use the willpower. We must seek from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then Allah ta'ala also gives the tawfiq. Majal hai kuch bhi kar sakun main jo tu na tawfiq ay khuda de. Teri mashiyat hai sab pe ghalib یہ چہیں سب میرے ارادے. بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے. بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما, far too long have I remained a useless person. We must all look at our own lives and see how useless we have remained. If we have had food to eat and we have been drinking and we have been wearing good clothes and we have been able to buy good homes or wear good or move around in good transport, then that is not something that is different from the other communities. What is different from the others? In fact, they are far advanced in these type of things. These are necessities of life, we make use of it. But when we are talking about being useful, then it means that we are useful in the assisting the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, helping the creation of Allah ta'ala. Social work, welfare work, educating, teaching, so many things where somebody else benefits from us. Not that all the benefit for ourselves. So he says, far too long have I remained a useless person. اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے. Now make me a useful person. Say, Ya Allah, now make me a useful person. So much of my life is already wasted. مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ چہیں سب میرے ارادے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے بس اب جگا دے ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہے بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں او اللہ ان دس پاتھ آف یورز ایوری ون سیمس ٹو ہیو ٹیکن آف دے سیم ٹو بی فلائنگ ہائی اینڈ آئی ایم اسٹل لائک اے اسپیک آف ڈسٹ آن دا گراؤنڈ آئی ہیون ٹیکن آف ایٹ آل مائی نفس ڈریگز می بیک لٹل ایفرٹ آئی میک ٹو ٹیک آف And next thing again, temptations, and back again onto the ground. So others have taken off, O my beloved Allah, but due to my sins, I haven't been able to take off as yet. In this garden of yours, O my beloved Allah, everyone is a rose, everyone is a beautiful flower. O Allah, the only one that's a thorn is myself. We should think of ourselves as thorns and everybody else as roses. And not the other way around that we think of ourselves as roses and everybody else as thorns. How many people we have injured like thorns with our tongues? How many husbands have sliced their wives' hearts? With the tongue. And how many wives have done that to their husbands? How many children have caused injury and pain and hurt to parents? And how many parents have been abusing their children? And in so many other things, we've caused so much of harm to clients, customers, people that we work for. Or people that work for us. So therefore we are saying, Oh Allah, in your garden, everybody is a rose. Beautiful rose, fragrant rose. The only thorn is myself. रहे तलब में सवार सब हैं पयाद मिसले गुबार में हूँ तेरे गुलिस्तान में सब गुल है बस एक अगर हूँ तो खार में हूँ मुझे भी कुछ फिक्र आखिरत हो बहुत ही गफलत शेआर में हूँ ओ अल्लाह ब्लेस मी ऑल्सो विद सम फिक्र आखिरत ऑफ सम कंसर्न ऑफ द हियर आफ्टर आई एम वेरी हीडलेस आई एम वेरी अनकंसर्न आई एम वेरी नेग्लिजेंट ओ माई बिलवड अल्लाह नाउ गिव मी सम कंसर्न सम फिक्र ऑफ द आखिरत दैट देर इज ए लाइफ आफ्टर दिस दैट आई हैव टू कम एंड आंसर फॉर माई डूइंग्स I can escape the sight of the police, of the parents, of the neighbors, of the friends. But oh Allah, we cannot escape your might and your power. There is a day of judgment where we will be questioned for all our actions and deeds. Mujhe bhi kuch fikr aakhirat ho, bahut hi ghaflat se aare mein ho. Raha main bekar zindagi bhar. I remained useless all my life. Raha mein bekar zindagi bhar. Bas ab to mashghool e kaar mein hoon. Now make me occupied, O Allah, in useful activities. I explained one time that this car here is not our motor car. That is English car. Yeh car means work. Otherwise, if you have to translate it like that, it will mean Raha mein bekar zindagi bhar. O Allah, all my life I didn't have a car. Raha mein bekar means without a car all my life. Bas ab to mashghool e kaar mein hoon. Ya Allah, now give me one car so that I can stay occupied all the time, polishing it, shining it. So it doesn't mean that. It means, oh Allah, I remain useless. Now make me useful. Let me get occupied in some constructive activities. مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Jab saans loon mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا گناہ میں آلودہ ہو رہا ہے रुआ रुआ बाल बाल मेरा तुझे तो मालूम है इलाही बहुत ही गंदा है हाल मेरा गुना में आलूदा हो रहा है, रुआ रुआ बाल बाल मेरा। ओ माय बिलवड अल्लाह, तुझे तो मालूम है इलाही, बहुत ही गंदा है हाल मेरा। ओ अल्लाह, यू नो हाउ डर्टी एंड फिल्थी द स्टेट ऑफ माय हार्ट इज। आई कैन हाइड इट फ्रॉम द पीपल। We can say there are no x-rays and scanners to scan our hearts, so nobody will come to know what's in our hearts. But oh Allah, you see right through into my heart. So you know how much of malice there is in my heart, how much of envy and jealousy is in my heart, how much of greed is in my heart, how much of evil lust and passions are in my heart, how much of arrogance in my heart, how much of pride in my heart, all this filth of the heart. Oh my beloved Allah, you are well aware of. How can any person ever hide from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? Now this is a great wali of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala saying this. It doesn't mean that was the condition of his heart. It is for us that we must do an introspection. So he's saying this is the condition. Guna mein aluda ho raha hai, rua rua baal baal mera. Every hair on my body, oh Allah, is immersed in sins. Day and night, sins of the eyes, sins of the ears, sins of the tongue, sins of the hands and feet, heart and mind, sins of our wealth, sins on the television, watching all the filth, listening to haram, casting evil and lustful glances, so many sins. Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. गुनाह में आलूदा हो रहा है, रुआ रुआ बाल बाल मेरा। ये आखिरी दिन है जिंदगी के, ये आखिरी दिन है जिंदगी के, दुरुस्त कर दे माल मेरा। ये आखिरी दिन है जिंदगी के, दुरुस्त कर दे माल मेरा। तेरी मोहब्बत में अब जीऊं मैं, उसी में हो इंतकाल मेरा। ये आखिरी दिन है जिंदगी के, दुरुस्त कर दे माल मेरा। तेरी मोहब्बत में अब जीऊं मैं, उसी में हो इंतकाल मेरा। ओ माय अल्लाह, दीज आर द लास्ट डेज ऑफ माय लाइफ। ईच एंड एवरी वन ऑफ अस, वी शुड थिंक दैट दिस इज द लास्ट सेकंड ऑफ आवर लाइफ, नॉट इवन डे। ए पर्सन एस्पेशली एट प्रेजेंट वी हैव एम्पल एविडेंस, ए पर्सन डजंट रिक्वायर एनी मोर एविडेंस नाउ। It is before our very eyes that the person is speaking to you on the telephone. He says, how are you? Where are we going? When will we be meeting? And next thing we hear gunshots and the person is gone. The person just leaves home in the morning and he even tells his wife, must prepare this and make this and bake that and cook that, and I will be bringing some guests. And when after some time, the wife receives a call, your husband will return no more. Oh, your child will return no more. Akhiri din hai zindagi ke. And we must not think that if we are going to think of death, then we can't do anything. I have repeatedly mentioned this, that Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself, how much he used to think of death. All the Khulafa'i Rashideen, how much they used to think of death. Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala, how much he used to cry at the graveside. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, how much he used to cry. But yet they ruled over empires. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, more than two-thirds of the then known world he was ruling over. So that thinking of that didn't restrain him and restrict him from ruling over such massive territory. They did everything. They married, grew up the children, brought up the children, they were in government, they were teaching, they were mujahideen, They were doing tafsir, hadith, everything. But they thought of death in abundance. Why? As I mentioned the other night, that those who cannot give up sins, then they must just ask themselves one simple question. What if? That's all. I don't have to complete the sentence. What if my death comes in this state? That's all. The person who wants to commit adultery, then he must commit it after he has received information from the angel of death that your soul will allow you enough time to complete your filthy act, then we'll take your life after you've made Tawbah. Haven't we read in newspapers, haven't we heard of so many incidents where the person was with his illicit beloved and he was shot or murdered or killed or died of heart attacks? Just last year, three cases came to my notice where the person, one person was at the house of his mistress, engaged in haram, and he had a heart attack there and he died. And that one person was came here for some conference and he was murdered by the prostitutes in the hotel. And so many were shot whilst they were hanging out somewhere, courting. So what guarantee do we have that we are going to survive? So just ask ourselves that one question, what if, whilst I'm popping these drugs into my mouth, what if the drug is still on my tongue and I have to die? Can I face my Allah in such a condition? What if I'm with that woman and my death comes in that state? I will rise on Qiyamah like that, committing zina for the billions of ummatis to watch and look at the embarrassment and the shame and the disgrace that will come upon the ummat and upon the parents and upon the family. So that is the break, I always say, is that break. That's all it is required. Only that much remembrance of death is required, which forms a barrier between this person and sin. That's all. After that, eat, drink, marry, run your business, plan ahead to you. Doesn't mean that if you're thinking of death, so now you can't plan ahead. If the person now says that, no, Maulana said they must think of death, mustn't plan ahead. So then in Christmas, must they wait now? They must only stock up on the last day, last minute. So you plan ahead, there's nothing wrong, but don't trust in those plans. From childhood days we heard, man proposes, God disposes. So this is what he is saying, Ya akhiri din hai zindagi ke durust kar de maal mera. Teri muhabbat mein ab jiyo mein. O Allah, the days of my life which have been wasted have been wasted in the love of everything else. Now let me spend the rest of my life in your love, in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when we are going to love Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala now says you must love your parents, you must love your children. So now when the person, whatever he is going to be doing now, he will still be doing the same thing that a normal person does. Unfortunately, these days when the person is doing things which are normal, then he's abnormal. And when he's doing abnormal things, then we say he's doing a normal thing. That's the culture of the society, we say. Whereas Shariat and Deen is that we lead a normal life, a balanced life, in which there is a place for everything. There's enjoyment also, there's entertainment too. There is happiness, there's satisfaction, there's contentment when the person is going to obey and follow Sharia. Allah Ta'ala will then give us enjoyment in those ni'mat that He is giving to us. Ye aakhiri din hai zindagi ke durust kar de maal mera. Teri mohabbat mein ab jiyon mein. Usi mein ho intiqal mera. Har dam karun main ae mere bari. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 کرم سے تیرے بعید کیا ہے جو فضل مجھ پر بھی میرے رب ہو کرم سے تیرے بعید کیا ہے جو فضل مجھ پر بھی میرے رب ہو تیری مدد ہو میری ہو کوشش تیری کشش ہو میری طلب ہو تیری مدد ہو میری ہو کوشش تیری کشش ہو میری طلب ہو بدی میں گزری ہے عمر ساری نصیب توفیق نیک اب ہو بدی میں گزری ہے عمر ساری نصیب توفیق نیک اب ہو رہوں میں مشغول ذکر و طاعت رہوں میں مشغول ذکر و طاعت بس اب یہی شغل روز و شب ہو کرم سے تیرے بعید کیا ہے جو فضل مجھ پر بھی میرے رب ہو او اللہ یو آر کریم کریم از دا ون ہو گیوز ٹو اے پرسن ہی وانٹ وداؤٹ ایون ہم ڈیزرونگ یا اللہ وی نو وی آر ناٹ ڈیزرونگ آف دوز باؤنٹیز آف یورز اینڈ آف دوز نعمتس آف یورز وی آر ناٹ ڈیزرونگ آف سائٹ بیکاز وی ہیو یوزڈ اٹ فار سو مچ آف حرام پرپز وی آر ناٹ ڈیزرونگ آف اسپیچ اینڈ ہیئرنگ اینڈ ویلتھ اینڈ ایوری تھنگ ایلس بیکاز وی ہیو یوزڈ یور ویری نعمتس فار یور ڈسوبیڈینس But, O Allah, because you are Kareem, we have great hopes in you that you will have mercy upon us. You will forgive us and you will still bless us. Teri madad ho, meri ho koshish. O Allah, your help, a little effort from my side. Kashish from your side, a pull from your side. And a desire from my side. And that will get me where I want to reach. Badi mein guzri hai umr sari. From the time we became of age, if we have one flashback through our life, through the corridor of life, then we know what we have indulged in. Our school life, our college life, university life, and after that also, how much of evil we have indulged in. How many places Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, out of His fazal and out of His tolerance, He did not seize us. He could have destroyed us there and then. He could have paralyzed us at that very moment. But look at His ihsan upon us. ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانسوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدا یا فضل فرما دل بدل دے ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدا یا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدا یا فضل فرما دل بدل دے ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے ایول پیشنز اینڈ ڈیزائرز وچ ہیو انگلفڈ مائی ہارٹ یا اللہ دس ہارٹ وچ از فلڈ ود ایول پیشنز اینڈ ڈیزائرز And this heart which is filled with greed, the person who is stealing is for greed most of the times. All the white collar crime, what short are they of funds? All this corruption that runs into millions and billions, is that because of poverty? Were they suffering starvation or hunger? In fact, that poor person who may have stolen because of hunger, he gets arrested. And all the big shaitans get away. They say, oh Allah, change this heart of mine which is full with evil passions and with greed. Badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. That is our sickness, that is our weakness, that is our disease, that we are negligent, we are heedless. No matter how much we listen to about Akhirat, about Qiyamat, about Jannat and Jahannam, about Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala watching, hearing, knowing, but still our life is a life of indifference, a no care, don't care attitude. So what? Which person after dying came back to this world to tell us what happened in the grave? So don't we believe in the word of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Don't we believe in what the Quran Sharif says? So therefore we are making this dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Hawa wo hirsa wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Oh Allah, this heart of mine which is negligent, which is drowning in the ocean of negligence. Badal de, mere Allah, badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de. Khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. Oh Allah, I am seeking from your fazl that you change the heart. Change the direction of my heart. If the Sahaba-i-Kiram radiyallahu anhu ajma'in, who came from the background of kufr, of shirk, or they were from the Yahud, from the Nasara, from the Munafiqeen, but when they accepted Islam upon the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then what a change came into those hearts. What a change. That they became radiyallahu anhum wa radwan. So if Allah Ta'ala could change those hearts, cannot He change our hearts? So what is required is that little effort and that little turning towards Allah Ta'ala and begging of Him. So this is what we are saying. Now when the person will keep on saying, oh my Allah, change my heart, change my heart. Man has mastered the art of transplant of hearts. He can transplant hearts. So man who can transplant the physical heart, cannot Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala transplant a spiritual heart if we really seek from Allah ta'ala. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے, بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے, ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے, میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے, بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. If the heart changes and we get the heart of the awliya, then everything will come right. The home life, all the problems will disappear. Because now this person is conscious, my Allah is watching me. If I get away in this world, I will be still answerable. And Allah Ta'ala will make my life miserable even in this world if I'm doing injustice. But that is if that heart is now filled with the noor of taqwa. Will somebody just tell those young boys right at the back there to move away from there.
Red Nissan.
Doors are open, children are interfering. 185. Just move them away from the near the cars there. Somebody just tell those children outside, they are sitting on the bench there. ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے, میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے, بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں, گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں, بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے, بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے. Oh Allah, how long am I going to live a life of sins and vices? How long? How long are we going to continue? Death is going to come, whether we like it or not. And when it is going to come, we don't know. So he says, and what do we get at the end of the day? Those who have, for example, committed zina for 40 years, 50 years. Now ask them that after 40, 50 years of zina, of adultery, fornication, what do you have now to show that this is what you accumulated now? These are your assets after 40 years. Nothing. Destruction. Sometimes AIDS, other sicknesses and diseases. Disgrace and humiliation. That is what the person accumulated. But if he obeyed Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, spent his time correctly, made some zikr, tilawat, ibadat, then after 40 years he'll have such kind of noor in his heart. He'll have such a kind of noor in his heart that it will not only satisfy his own soul, but we do not know how many people will then benefit from that noor that is in his heart. That at least he'll have something to show that this is what I accumulated. And in sins there's nothing, it's like a dream. The person has committed zina, after that what? Next day ask him. He will never be satisfied. These sins of zina and evil glances, they are such sins that the person will never get satisfaction. If a person has seen all the women of the world, all the beautiful women of the world, after that he is told there's one more. He says, yes, bring her too, I want to see her too. Person has committed no matter how much of zina, but shaitan will say, no, one more. The waters of the ocean will not quench thirst no matter how much we drink. The person is thirsty and he says, no, I'm going to drink up the whole ocean. It will increase his thirst. Sins are like that. That once shaitan and nafs says one more time, then you must remember that he's going to carry on and on and on. But if the person says, no, that's the end of it. Now I want to cut it out completely. I want to turn to my Allah. I want a life of happiness, peace, sukoon. He makes a little bit of himmat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make it easy for him. Then he will say himself after some time that I wasted my time in all those sins. So this is an opportunity. Tonight is a night for that. But the person says that that's much, that much and no more.
Hawa wo hirsa wala dil badal de mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatun gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatun badal de mera rasta dil badal de mera rasta dil badal de suno main naam tera dhadkanon mein suno main naam tera dhadkanon mein maza aa jaye maula dil badal de maza aa jaye maula dil badal de
in every beat of my heart I ya allah 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 and I get such enjoyment oh allah change my heart make it like that that my heart enjoys your love and the love of rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that when my heart is beating it is allah 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 And this is not a fantasy world that we are talking about. It does not mean that the person will now be divorced from his business and from his wife and children and all the time will be taking tasbih and sitting in the masjid and making Allah Allah. In the masjid is for a little while. This is just a training ground. This is the place where we are repairing that heart. After that, the practicing place is going to be our homes and our businesses. And with our clients and customers and with our family members and in every other department of life, that is where then this car has to move. The car is repaired in a garage. There are a lot of dents, so you take it to the panel beater, so he repairs it somewhere else. But he doesn't run it in his garage. It is to be run on the highway, on the national highway. Now it depends how well we have repaired the car, that's how well it's going to run on the highway. So it depends how well we have repaired this heart in this month of Ramadan, in the masjid, with zikr, with tilawat, with ibadah, with etikaf. It depends on how well we have repaired it. That's how well it's going to run outside. If we haven't done a proper job and it's just a patch-up job, then we'll come out of the masjid and again we'll do the same thing. So therefore we are saying, Oh Allah, let my heart be beating with Allah, Allah. That means when I'm in any activity of life, first thing I look at my Allah. What does He say? Is this permissible for me or not? If it's permissible, I accept it. If it's not permissible, I reject it. That's all it is. But as the person starts taking the name of Allah Ta'ala and increases his love for Allah Ta'ala, then even he's in seclusion, he gets such enjoyment. Waves flow in that heart.
نہیں ختم ہوتی ہے موجے مسلسل نہیں ختم ہوتی ہے موجے مسلسل میرے بحر غم کا کنارہ نہیں ہے
Just as the waves of the ocean, they just keep moving. Oh Allah, when the waves of your muhabbat flow in my heart, oh my Allah, when the waves of your muhabbat they flow in my heart. There is no end to that also. Mere behre gham ka kanara nahi hai. The ocean of your love, O Allah, it has got no shore. There is no shore for it. Another poet says,
Ishq ki raah par chalne walo Ishq ki koi manzil nahi hai عشق کی راہ پر چلنے والوں عشق کی کوئی منزل نہیں ہے
عشق کی راہ پر چلنے والو, عشق کی کوئی منزل نہیں ہے, راہ میں تھک کے جو بیٹھ جائے, راہ میں تھک کے جو بیٹھ جائے وہ اس سفر کے قابل نہیں ہے. In the ishq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's no manzil, there's no stop and station, that now I loved them enough, now there's no need to love anymore. I made enough namazes now, so many years, how long am I going to keep making namaz now? So many years I kept fast now, how many more years I must keep fasting? So many years I restrained myself and so many days I restrained myself from looking at haram. How much more now do I have to restrain? Look at all the other people enjoying themselves in rave clubs and cinemas and theaters and zina and all that. And all along I must just keep controlling my gaze and controlling my ears and controlling my tongue. How long? So have you ever heard the fish saying that now I'm tired of being in the water. How long will I remain in the water? Now I'm catching a cold in the water. Any fish got tired of being in the water? So in the ishq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, there's no manzil. It is hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen, until the day of death. And that death also the person is looking forward to. Why? Because that's the only way he will meet his mehboob Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in Jannat. That's the only place he'll be able to see with his naked eyes Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's countenance. So therefore this person, all that he is doing is asking Allah Ta'ala whether this is permissible or not. Yes, I was telling you about the waves of the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, they also flow in the heart of the Ahlullah. The enjoyment that they get in that, we can't understand because it's not something that you can explain in speech. Just go on a diet from sins for a couple of months, and after that take the name of Allah Ta'ala and then sit in seclusion and see what you get. What I'm saying is not a fantasy world, it's a reality. There's a haqiqat in it. One buzrugi says that when I take the name of Allah Ta'ala, my saliva turns sweet. And he says it's not that like a metaphor or something like that. He says in reality it turns sweet. It has been mentioned of many awliya that after the zikr, the saliva used to be sweet. As Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayhi says, O Allah, when I take your name, every hair of my body becomes like a fountain of honey. What enjoyment they must be getting. So just a little effort is required and you'll enjoy life after that. It won't become boring. Just forget that it will become boring. Nafs and shaitan, they have glorified all this evil life before us. But ask those who gave it up, ask those who were in the rave clubs and drugs and vices and evils and now they have changed their lives. There are so many, I can give you the names, go and ask them that what they are enjoying now. Hazrat Shah Abdul Ghani Sahib Phulpuri Rahmatullah Alayhi was eating. He said, Hakim Akhtar, آج کھانے میں کیا ہے؟ اسے ڈال. اسے ماشاءاللہ. اسے مجھے اس دال میں بریانی کا مزہ آ رہا ہے. In this doll I'm getting the enjoyment of biryani. So he says, how can you be getting enjoyment of biryani in doll? He says, اس لیے کہ میرا مولا مجھے کھلا رہا ہے. My Allah is feeding me. So he says, how can that be? He says, because behind every hand, it is the hand of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, if Allah Ta'ala doesn't give you that kudrat and power, how can you raise the hand and bring it to your mouth? So because of that tasawwur, because of that imagination that my Allah is feeding me and my Allah is my mahbub and beloved, he says, I'm enjoying biryani taste in this dal. And today we eat biryani and we don't even get dal taste because of our worries. Person is eating biryani but is not getting the taste of dal also. Why? Because there's so much of anxiety and worries and restlessness. Because our hearts are restless. So it is not a question of trying to make you give up something that is enjoyable and tasty. What we are saying, come to that dastarkhan where you will get real enjoyment. So once again, hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatun, gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatun, badal de mera rasta dil badal de, badal de mera rasta dil badal de, suno mein naam tera dhadkano mein, suno mein naam tera dhadkano mein, maza aa jaye maula dil badal de, maza aa jaye maula dil badal de. That much is sufficient for Islah purposes. Now let's make a little bit of zikr of Allah Allah and terminate this session. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Allahu Allah, 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 Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah 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 Allah
Allah, 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 Allah,
Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah, illallah, illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah 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 socho zara firaun ke ghar mein musa ko pala kisne socho zara firaun ke ghar mein musa ko pala kisne gaur karo machli ke shikam mein yunus ko rakha kisne غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں لالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ 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 illallahu illallah illallahu illallah illallahu illallah
illallah illallah illallah illallah illallah illallah illallah illallah illallah illallah illallah illallah illallah illallah illallah illallah illallah illallah illallah illallah illallah illallah illallah illallah.
Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaau uska, yahi raat din main dua mangta hu. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaau uska, yahi raat din main dua mangta hu. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaau uska, yahi raat din main dua mangta hu. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Ae Allah, hamare gunahon ko maaf farma. Ae mere pyare Allah, O my Rahim Allah, O my Kareem Allah, O my Kareem Allah, you give us the tawfiq to take your Mubarak name. Ya Allah, our tongues are dirty, our hearts are dirty. O my beloved Allah, it is just your ihsan that you gave us the tawfiq to take your Mubarak name. As great as your name is, O Allah, as great as your name is, give us the great forgiveness. Ae Allah, jitna bada tera naam, itni badi hamari maghfirat farma. Ae mere pyare Allah, ae mere rahim Allah, ae mere kareem Allah, ab to quwwat e jazb se hum sab ko apna bana. Oh my beloved Allah, make a decision tonight to make us yours. Ae Allah, some people seek some things from you, others seek other things from you. Ya Allah, we are seeking you from you. Koi tujhse kuch, koi kuch mangta hai. Ilahi, main tujhse talabgar tera. Koi tujhse kuch, koi kuch mangta hai. Ilahi, main tujhse talabgar tera. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the best of the hereafter. Ya Allah, don't deprive us of the ni'mats and bounties of this world and the bounties of the akhirah. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us.
Ameen.
Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, all those in the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam who passed away. Oh my beloved Allah, especially our parents, our family members. Ya Allah, whosoever passed away. Ya Allah, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Ya Allah, they were amongst us, but they are no more amongst us. Ya Allah, they have gone to their graves. Ya Allah, forgive them. Ya Allah, fill their graves with noor. Give them Jannatul Firdaus. Ey mere pyare Khuda, unke haal par raham farma. Ya Allah, bless us with good health, with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment. Those who are sick and ailing, give them cure.
Ameen.
Those who are in financial difficulties, remove the difficulties Ameen. And problems. Those who have no children, bless them with pious and righteous
Ameen.
Children.
Ameen.
Children who will be obedient to you, to your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and to their parents. Ya Allah, those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness.
Ameen.
Those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness.
Ameen.
Ya Allah, so many people are depressed. Ya Allah, so many people are talking of committing suicide.
Allah.
Hey, mere pyare Khuda, we know that it's our sins that are catching up with us. But oh my beloved Allah, remove the difficulties
Ameen.
And problems. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties and problems. Ya Allah, we are extremely weak. Don't test us, oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness.
Ameen.
Ya Allah, those who are weak, give them strength.
Ameen.
Ya Allah, those who are weak, give them strength.
Ameen.
Ya Allah, those who are poverty stricken, remove their poverty.
Ameen.
Ya Allah, bless them with halal wealth.
Ameen.
Ey mere pyare Khuda, remove the famine and the drought and the disasters, oh my beloved Allah, which have stricken the whole world. Ey mere pyare Khuda, remove the difficulties, the problems, the trials
Ameen.
With the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is facing.
Ameen.
Ya Allah, remove the problems of the entire mankind.
Ameen.
Ya Allah, give the entire mankind hidayat.
Ameen.
Ya Allah, bless them all with Iman and Islam.
Ameen.
Ya Allah, let the winds of hidayat blow throughout the continents.
Ameen.
Ya Allah, let the winds of hidayat blow throughout the continents.
Ameen.
Oh my beloved Allah, whosoever is making an effort in your cause, O Allah, accept their efforts.
Ameen.
Ya Allah, tabligh o da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma.
Ameen.
Ya Allah, masajid madaris ki mehnat qubool farma. Khanqahon ki mehnat qubool farma. Mashayikh ki mehnat qubool farma. Darul ulum jitne unki mehnaton ko qubool farma. Ay Allah, jitne deeni anjuman hai unki mehnat qubool farma. O Allah, all the Islamic societies accept their efforts. Give everyone to work, O Allah, within the parameters of Sharia.
Ay
Allah, protect us and safeguard us from going towards anything that is haram and
Ameen.
Forbidden. Ya Allah, bless us with ikhlas in our amal.
Ameen.
Ya Allah, keep us steadfast on sirat-e-mustaqim.
Ameen.
Keep us steadfast on sirat-e-mustaqim.
Ameen.
Oh Allah, we fall easily for temptations. Ey mere pyare Khuda, we easily fall for temptations. Ya Allah, temptations lead into trouble and then makes people cry. Oh my beloved Allah, protect us and safeguard us from haram.
Ameen.
Save us from stealing. Save
Ameen.
Us from gambling.
Ameen.
Save us from adultery and fornication.
Ameen. Ameen.
Save us from fraud.
Ameen.
Save us from all kinds of crime. Ay Allah, protect us from all kinds of evil.
Ameen.
Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with noor in our hearts.
Ameen.
Ya Allah, change the direction of our lives.
Ameen.
Ya Allah, change the direction of our hearts.
Ameen.
Our hearts are between your two fingers. You can change them in any direction you wish. Ya Allah, there's nobody to question you that why you forgave those sinners who had raised their hands before you. Ya Allah, tujhe koi poochne wala nahi hai. Mere Allah, agar tune hame maaf kar diya. If you have to forgive us, oh my Allah, there's nobody that's going to question you why you forgave those sinners. Ey mere pyare Khuda, if you forgive us, then we will become successful. Ya Allah, your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will become happy. Ya Allah, you will become happy. Oh Allah, if we do not get forgiveness, the only one that will become pleased will be shaitan. Ya Allah, bas tu maaf karke khush ho ja. Ya Allah, hume maaf karke pyare Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ko khush kar de. Ya Allah, is dunya ko chhod kar jana hai. Ek din tere paas aana hai. Ya Allah, ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Ey mere pyare Khuda, rooh rag rag se nikali jayegi. Rooh rag rag se nikali jayegi. Ek din tujh pe khaak dali jayegi. Oh my beloved Allah, sand will be thrown on us. Ey Allah, rooh will be taken out from every vein and every limb and every part of our bodies. Ey Allah, ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Allah, before our death comes, give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah. Give us the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of everyone. Ya Allah, protect us from any kind of abuse. Oh my beloved Allah, abuse of parents, abuse of wives, abuse of children. Oh my beloved Allah, save us and protect us from injustice. Oh my beloved Allah, give us the realization that injustice we are doing to our own souls. When we are causing harm to others, we are causing harm to ourselves.
Oh
my beloved Allah, give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah. And to seek forgiveness from whomsoever we have caused harm. And to pay back to whomsoever whatever is due. Ya Allah, if we have taken over some property that was not due to us in inheritance, give us the himmat and courage, O my Allah, to return that property to whomsoever it is due. Ya Allah, make us like lions against nafs and shaitan. nafs and shaitan, O Allah, our declared enemies whom we have made our friends, our bosom friends we have made, our intimate friends we have made, nafs and shaitan. Ay mere pyare khuda, nafs o shaitan ki ghulami se hume najat ata farma. Release us from the slavery of nafs and shaitan. Make us your slaves, O my beloved Allah. Make us the slaves of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah, hum sab ko ek bana de, hum sab ko nek bana de. Allah, hum sab ko ek bana de, hum sab ko nek bana de, hum sab ko salih bana de. Allah, taqwa wali zindagi naseeb farma. Bless us with a life of taqwa, a life of shukr, a life of qanaat. Allah, a life of your marifat, tawakkul and trust in you. Allah, hum sab ko deen bhi de aur dunya bhi de. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Allah, when the time of our death comes, oh my beloved Allah, let it come in a state of iman. Allah, iman ke upar hume khatima naseeb farma. Ya Allah, we cannot bear and tolerate a mild headache. Allah, slight pain in our stomach or in our hands or our feet. Oh my Allah, we become restless. Allah, how will we tolerate the azab of qabr? Ay mere Allah, how will we tolerate the azab of akhirat? Oh my Allah, if we cannot put our finger onto a small flame that is on the candle burning, Ya Allah, how will we tolerate the azab of Jahannam? Ey mere pyare khuda, save us and protect us from the azab of qabr, from the azab of akhirat. Cause us to cross pull salat like lightning and enters into jannat without any reckoning. Ey Allah, we have no capital with us to take to the grave. Ey Allah, we have wasted our life. Ey Allah, we have wasted our life in idle and futile things. Ey mere Allah, humne ghaflat mein zindagi guzar di. Ghaflat mein humne zindagi gawai. Ey mere Allah, we have wasted our life. Whatever life is God is God. We cannot bring back a single second from that life. And what is left we are unaware of. Oh my Allah, therefore give us the tawfiq to do whatever has to be done right now. Ey mere pyare khuda, Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all the duas of goodness that he made for us, all that he begged for us, bless us with that goodness. Ameen. Our wives and children with that goodness. Ameen. Our parents with that goodness. Ameen. And the entire ummah with that goodness. Ameen. Oh Allah, he didn't leave out any goodness that he did not beg of you for the sake of the ummah. Allah, and from all the mischief and all the fitnas and all the fasad and all the corruption and all the crimes and all the sins and all the evils that he asked for protection, oh Allah, for the ummah. Ya Allah, protect us, protect our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah, hamari maut ka waqt jab aaye to wadira tayyiba ke andar hame pahuncha de. Ya Allah, we are repeatedly asking you, because we are so sinful, oh Allah, we are asking you that when the time of our death comes, take us to wadira shayyib. Bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyib. At the Mubarak Roza of my Mubarak, Wallah, at the Roza Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With as salatu was salamu alayka ya Rasul Allah on our lips. Allah, let our soul come dancing towards you. Let our soul depart at the Roza Mubarak. Ya Allah, but if it is not muqaddar day, if it is not destined day, wherever it may be, O Allah, let it be a mouth of barakat. Allah, let it be a mouth of barakat. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram action on it. Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in any haram action. Allah, accept the roza, accept our zikr and tilawat, accept our duas, O my Allah. Whatever we may be, O Allah, we are yours. Allah, tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kaha. Who is going to accept filthy, dirty-hearted people like us? There is no one for us besides you, O my Mawla. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Allah, bas tu hi hamara Mawla hai. Tu hi hamara Rabb-e-Kareem hai. Allah, tu bahut hi raheem hai. Tu bahut hi kareem hai. O my beloved Allah, accept our du'as with the sadqa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my beloved Allah, there are so many brothers who were working the whole day. They were tired and exhausted. But Ya Allah, in the hope that you will forgive, and in the hope that Ya Allah, you will bless, and in the hope that you will shower your rains of rahmat upon them, in the hope that you will accept the du'as that are made, Ya Allah, they have said, O my beloved Allah, in sab ko qubool kar le, hum sab ko qubool kar le, Ya Allah, hum sab ko qubool kar le, hum sab ko qubool kar le, make us yours, O my Allah. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan do not want us to become yours. Ya Allah, in sab ki nek muradu ko pura kar le. Fulfill all the good desires that are in the hearts of each and everyone who is listening. Ey mere pyare khuda, حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقے میں ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرمائے. آمین. ان اللہ وملائکته یصلون علی النبی یا ایھا الذین آمنوا صلوا علیہ وسلموا تسلیما. اللہم صل علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد بارک وسلم. سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب